Pepper. Pepper stormed through the docks. 4 hours. 4 hours they'd been gone, until Tack's scrib had magically become available again and sent a message saying nothing more than, "Come to the shuttle. Everything's fine." Bullshit! Everything was fine! Tack was outside the shuttle, leaning against the open hatch, puffing her pipe with earnest. She looked absolutely wrecked. "Before you get mad," she said, "you need to talk to Sidra." Too late. Pepper was already good and mad, and had no intention of reeling that in. "Where is she?" Tack angled her head. "Down below." She raised a palm to Blue, hesitantly. "Sidra said one at a time might be best."
"Sidra said?"
Pepper threw her hands up and went inside, leaving Blue to start hammering Tack with questions. The metal stairs clanged loudly underneath Pepper's boots. This was her shuttle, and Sidra said. She didn't know what she'd expected to find down below, but seeing Sidra jacked back into the core didn't answer a single damn thing. She hadn't stuffed herself into a cupboard this time, though. She was sitting cross-legged with her back against the pedestal, eyes closed, looking like nothing in the world was or ever had been wrong. "The fuck is going on?" Pepper said. "We have looked everywhere for you. It is 4 hours after we were supposed to go to the museum, so, okay, I guess we're not doing that tonight. I don't know what personal whim you're entertaining right now, but whatever it is, I really don't..." Sidra's eyes opened, and something in her face made Pepper lose her train of thought. Sidra looked... She didn't know what Sidra looked like. Serene. Happy. Nurturing, somehow. "I think you should sit down," Sidra said. Pepper stared at her. Was she fucking kidding? Sidra blinked, waiting. Okay, clearly she was not. Pepper huffed, but she sat, hoping that might get her somewhere. "There," she said. "Hooray, I'm sitting." Sidra pressed her head back against the pedestal, like she was concentrating on something. "I haven't allowed access to the voxes or cameras yet," she said. "I had to check the code for instabilities, and I figured a relatively slow adjustment would be ideal. Besides, I thought it'd be better if you were here." What the hell was she talking about? "Why?" Pepper shook her head, exasperated. "Why are you back in the ship?"
"I'm not," Sidra said. She smiled. Smiled like Pepper had never seen. "I am so sorry I didn't tell you where we went, but I think you'll forgive me." She handed Pepper her scrib. It, too, was plugged into the pedestal and was running some sort of vid program. The screen was blank, though. Sidra's eyes went somewhere else, somewhere far away and deeply focused. A moment later, Pepper heard the click of cameras. They swiveled toward her, zooming in fast. The scrib brightened. An image appeared. And in an instant, there was no air in the room. No floor beneath her. She would have fallen had she not been sitting. And even so, she still felt like she was falling. But now, there was a pair of arms that would catch her at the end. A warm pair of arms she'd always imagined but could never feel. "Oh," Pepper choked. "Oh, stars." The vox switched on. The face on the scrib was overjoyed. "Jane," Owl said. "Oh, oh, sweetheart, don't cry. It's all right. I'm here. I'm here now."